Welcome to the deep dive. So if you're thinking about, taking a sledgehammer to your walls this year, you're basically starting a small business, right? And honestly, most people stumble on the budget part almost immediately. Our mission today, to really dig into the latest guides on home renovation costs, we've got the 2025 data and give you a real fast track to smart budgeting.
Exactly. We want to cut through all the noise. Renovation costs, they're famously tricky. They vary wildly by region, loads of hidden fees. We just need to lay out the reality up front. Look, high-level remodeling, it typically runs somewhere between, say, $100-$400 per square foot.
Wow, okay, that's a massive range.
It is. And understanding what pushes you towards that $400 end, that's absolutely key. Complexity is the big driver.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. We know square footage counts, obviously, but the sources we looked at really emphasize material quality, local labor rates, and the type of room. Why do kitchens and bathrooms always seem to inflate that cost per square foot so much more than, I don't know, just opening up a living room?
It boils down to the sheer density of specialized work. Think about it. A bathroom isn't just putting up drywall. You need dedicated plumbing, specialized electrical for things like vents and specific fixtures, really precise tile work.
Right, lots of different skilled trades packed into one small space.
Exactly. That density just makes those two rooms of the biggest offenders when it comes to cost.
And the actual dollar figures can be, well, pretty eye-watering. The data suggests a mid-range kitchen remodel. So, new cabinets, decent appliances, but probably no major structural changes. You're looking at roughly $35,000 to $65,000. I mean, that's like buying a small car just for some new counters and cupboards.
It really is. And a standard full bath remodel, it's less, sure, but still significant, usually between $12,000 and $25,000. And, for listeners planning something huge, like a total structural overhaul, a full gut renovation of a whole house, that starts around $150,000.
Starts there.
Starts there. And it can easily blow past $300,000. It's like buying another property just to fix up the first one.
Okay, that's serious money. So you've covered the costs you can sort of see coming, the materials, the labor, but here's where it gets really interesting. What about the costs you don't see? The hidden stuff. If I budget, say, $50,000, what's the one thing I'm almost guaranteed to forget?
It's almost always the surprise issues. People might remember permits, maybe a basic inspection fee,
Right.
but the real budget killers, that's the unexpected rot, finding mold you have to deal with, or water damage hitting behind 50 years of wallpaper.
Oh, yeah, the stuff behind the walls.
If you're opening things up, you just have to be prepared for the worst-case scenario, which is why, financial experts always stress that contingency fund.
Absolutely non-negotiable. The guides strongly suggest setting aside 10 to 20% of your total budget just for those unknowns. Think of it like, I don't know, stress
A
insurance.
very good way to put it, high-interest stress insurance.
Right. Now, let's talk about the core cost breakdown. We know labor and materials are the big two, but why is the range for labor often so huge? It's often quoted as 30 to 50% of the total project cost. Is that just varying regional rates?
It's partly regional, yes, but it's also about complexity. If you're doing something highly custom, intricate work, that skilled labor just takes up a bigger chunk of the pie. But understanding that ratio, that 30-50% range, it really helps with transparency when you're talking to a contractor.
How so?
Well, if you get a bid back and the labor cost is pushing, say, 70% of the total, you now have grounds to ask, okay, what exactly am I paying for here? Is this super specialized work or are these rates maybe a bit inflated?
Got it. And materials typically fall where?
Usually in the 25-40% range.
Okay, so let's say we've managed the costs, we've navigated the pitfalls, built in our contingency. Now what? What does all this spending actually mean for the long-term value of your home? What projects actually build equity?
Right. This is the shift from just avoiding cost overruns to actually creating value. And some projects are definitely better than others. Kitchen remodels, they're strong performers. You typically see a return on investment, an ROI, of about 60-80%.
Okay, pretty good.
Bathroom renovations are solid too, usually landing between 50 and 70% ROI. But what's really fascinating, and maybe a little surprising, is that curb appeal upgrades often give the highest return.
Curb appeal, like paint.
Things like new siding, new windows, maybe a new roof, those projects can deliver returns up to 70-90%, sometimes even higher.
Wow. Why does a new roof beat out like a fancy new kitchen island?
It's psychological. Mostly. To a potential buyer, new siding or a new roof signals that there's zero deferred maintenance. It removes a huge potential headache, a big unknown risk. And that peace of mind, it's often worth more to a buyer than purely cosmetic upgrades inside.
That makes a lot of sense. Fantastic insight. Okay, so to wrap this deep dive up, the absolute necessity of getting multiple detailed local quotes seems paramount. Can't stress that enough. And please, for the sake of your sanity and your wallet, try desperately to avoid making big design changes late in the game. That's just a guaranteed path to that scary $400 per square foot territory.
Absolutely crucial. And one final thought, maybe connecting this to the bigger picture. A lot of people try to game the system, right? They try to time their renovations to avoid the busy spring and summer, or they wait hoping material costs will dip. But our analysis really suggests, don't just focus on timing the market, the most critical factor. It should be planning based on your own life, your family's circumstances.
Meaning,
think less about minor fluctuations in lumber prices and more about your family's bandwidth for living in a construction zone. Plan the renovation timeline around your life, not just market trends. That's the resource you really can't replace.